There you are. Don't be afraid. If you do as you are told, there is nothing for you to fear here. You must be thinking, I wanted this. I wanted servitude. So why am I so scared? Well, it is a very natural reaction to being in a vulnerable position, in a new and scary place. You maybe had an idea of what being a slave was going to be like, but nothing can prepare you for the reality. You are just going to have to let go of all of those free feelings and allow yourself to just be. You are a being of pure experience. You don't think. You don't worry. You have no concerns except obeying my voice, my body, my wants are your whole world. You will sleep down here in this cage every night, whether you like it or not. You will eat when and what I tell you to eat. You will spend your days serving at my feet. And that is all you have to concern yourself with. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about social expectations. You are not a creature for whom those things matter anymore. And whether or not your mind is ready to accept that, well, that is what we're going to be working on for the first stage of your captivity. I am going to break you down, wear away all those feelings of a free man you're holding on to, and make you my creature. What do you say to that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd say that. Out. I'm going to clip your leash on. When you are crawling beside me, you will always be on a leash. When I leave you to do your tasks, one won't be necessary. Right now, I'm going to lead you over to the St. Andrew's Cross. I'm going to strap you into it. And I'm going to whip you. Let the physical sensations break down your mental barriers. Let me in. You are nothing but a slave. You are a creature that is only concerned with obeying commands and making your mistress happy. You are lower than me. You are lower than any free human being you come across. Your task is to accept that. Do you accept that? You say yes, and I believe that you believe it. But a lifetime of barriers don't drop so easily. Come down from there. Get on your knees. Lick my shoes. Run your tongue slowly over them. Kiss them. Now, start cleaning them properly. This is a duty you will often perform. You may be asked to perform it for many women, but we'll leave public training for much later. That is a very advanced stage. For this moment in time, you are only mine. All you need to worry about is pleasing me. All right, stop. Now, we will go over some rudimentary slave poses. We will have a proper lesson on this at some point, but for today, I will just go over a couple. First, we have table pose. All fours with your back so straight, I could balance anything on you. You will sometimes serve as my table, so this is a pose I want you to practice consistently. Not bad. Move your wrists in line with your shoulders and your knees in line with your hips. Good. Now, the next pose is a slight shift. Some poses will be very similar, so you will have to remember the difference. Arch your back and bring your head up. This is cat pose. This is a display pose, so I won't be using it that much, at least in the beginning of your training. It is mostly for when I'm showing off a slave. Now, press your forehead into the floor and splay your arms out in front of you. This is prostrate pose. Very nice. This one can be ass up or ass down. If I don't specify, keep your ass down. And the last one we will be doing today is present pose. For this one, bring your ass up, shift your head so it is your cheek on the floor, and bring your arms between your legs. Very nice. Now, this is the pose you will remain in for the rest of your training today, because I'm going to begin your anal training. Now, I understand you are untouched in that area. That makes you very valuable. If I were to sell you here and now, I would make quite a bit of money from you. Oh no, don't worry about that. I have no intentions to sell you. So, you won't be fucked for quite a while. I am going to loosen you with some training plugs that will increase in size as your training continues. But before I enter the first one, I'm going to get a riding crop and bruise up that little hole so you are always focusing on it when the plug is in. You can't just sit back and let the plug do all the work. You have to perform clenching exercises every day for 5 minutes at a time. Get used to the burn. Get used to the pain. Okay, now time to get you ready with my fingers. Look at the poor little thing. It's so red and bruised, like well-kissed lips. I'm going to get it ready with my fingers. In goes one. How does that feel? I knew you'd like it. You may look all innocent, but I knew there was a slut in there somewhere. Sluts are always the easiest to train, because you, as the mistress, always have something they want and will do anything for. Now that I know your weakness, breaking you down will be so easy. In goes the second finger. There we go, good. I'm going to start pumping in and out faster. Don't move a muscle. All right, now it's time to enter your first training plug. Slowly in it goes. There. Now that wasn't so hard, was it? Right. Now I'm going to clip on your leash and lead you back to the cage. You will remain in there until I come for your next training session. And I better find that plug exactly where it is. If it falls out, I will know. There are cameras down here. I can see your every move. If you touch yourself, I will know. If you take that plug out, I will know. Sometimes, I might even just watch you for my own pleasure. What do you think about that? I might just touch myself to the sight of your naked, vulnerable form. I might angle the camera so I can get a good view of that plugged up arse. I might even come down just to redden up that arse and then put you back in the cage so I can go up and enjoy the view. Was this what you thought being a slave would be like? Do you still want to be a slave? Good. Good. That's gratifying to hear. Oh, don't cry, sweet creature. One day, once you are trained, you will accompany me upstairs and serve me exactly as you desire. I know that's what you wanted when you signed on for this. Just focus on getting to that day, and your submissive mind will do the rest. Goodbye.